here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Right after I dropped out of high school and moved out of my parents' house, I needed work, real bad. I'd have done pretty much anything for rent money about that time in my life. So I'm lucky, or unlucky, depending on how you look at it, that the local cemetery needed employees. At first, the old-timers who had been working there for 20 or 30 years just wondered why someone so young would ever want to be a grave digger. It was tough work, terrible on the lower back, but I soon adjusted, and it turned out to be something more akin to a free gym membership than an actual job. I mean, I got swole pretty fast. If I'm being honest, it only ever felt like work if the weather was bad or we had an actual funeral on site. Otherwise, it was just nice to be able to spend some time outdoors. So the way our cemetery was set up was pretty simple. The majority of the grounds were just regular grave sites, all pretty much the same size and same price, but the northwest corner of the grounds was a private site that contained much larger plots. These were reserved for much wealthier families, and the local undertaker made a lot of cash from selling extravagant grave setups to them. I'm talking whole mausoleums, statues of angels, stuff like that. We hardly ever visited that area of the site, except for cleaning and maintenance duties, and those were never left to me. I didn't take it personally, but the older guys just didn't trust me with all the cleaning chemicals and whatnot that kept the marble and brass fixtures looking fresh, which is why it was so weird when I got a phone call one of my days off, asking me if I had been up to that area recently. My boss was livid. I could hear it in his voice, and he pulled no punches when he asked me if I had been screwing around in the northwest plots. Of course I told him no, that the last time I had been up there was to watch one of the old-timers using the marble cleaning chemical as part of my training, and that had been months back. He sighed, seemed confused, and was confounded, so I asked him what exactly the issue was. He replied that it could wait until the next time I was at work. I was worried, sure, but I was pretty sure that I hadn't done anything wrong. Not deliberately, anyway. And especially nothing that involved the northwest plots. A couple of days later, when I rolled into work, the atmosphere was tense. I knew something fairly serious had happened. All I knew, I wouldn't have to badger anyone.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And to find out why. The boss man walked me out to the northwest plot, silent the whole way, and I knew better than to open my mouth until I found out exactly what was going on. There was already a worker up in the plot, tending to one of the graves. That's when my boss told me that if I had been hanging around the area, maybe during my lunch break, eating a few snacks among the opulent grave sites, now would be the time to tell him. I swore up and down that I hadn't, that I knew better than to eat stuff near the graves, as I had been well informed, it attracts wild animals that can in turn do damage to some of the resting places. That's when he broke it down for me, something had tried to dig up one of the freshly dug graves out in the northwest plots. He said something in particular, and not someone, because we each had enough experience to recognize when a grave had been dug with tools, or by hand, or in this case, by claw. It was rough around the edges, obvious claw marks in the dirt, as opposed to the straight lines carved out by a shovel. This was something of an emergency. I mean, for obvious sanitary reasons, but for sentimental reasons too. If local families discovered that wild animals were trying to dig up their deceased relatives, there would be an uproar. Something had to be done, and quickly. A meeting was called among the gravediggers and attendants. As far as we knew, the mysterious digging had taken place overnight, and was most likely undertaken by some kind of scavenger animal, a coyote, a black bear, maybe even an escaped dog. The solution was obvious. Night watchmen would have to be present in the cemetery every night until the situation was resolved. And guess who Valin told to be the night watchman for the first full week? You guessed it. The young guy. The new guy. Me. The only thing that made the proposal even vaguely attractive was the fact that anyone doing the night work would be paid double the regular rate, and I could definitely have done with the extra cash. The first night of being on watch really sucked. All I had for company was a flask of strong coffee and a 22 pellet gun loaned to me by one of the other workers to take down any varmints. It was long, boring, and lonely. But once I adjusted my sleeping pattern, it got a little easier. Then, on the second to last night of my watchman duties, I was on a little foot patrol, walking up towards the northwest plot, with a flashlight in my hand. That's when I saw it. A flurry of frantic limbs, digging at the earth. I could have shouted something, maybe even fired the 22 into the air to scare the animal away. But something in me wanted to end this whole thing right then and there. If I killed whatever critter was causing us so much trouble, I might be out the extra pay, but at least I would have my daytime life back. I crept up slowly, turning the flashlight off and sneaking stealthily towards the dark shape, working away at the earth. I have hunted rabbits at night with my uncle before, so I figured I would use the old flashlight technique to cause the animal to freeze for a second so I could take the killing shot. But when I did, when I aimed that powerful flashlight in the direction of the digging thing, I almost cried out in fear. It wasn't an animal at all. It was a human. Crouched on all fours, digging away at the earth with his or her bare hands. I couldn't bring myself to aim the rifle. I was too shocked at what I was looking at, so all I did was start making as much noise as possible, telling them to get out of there, saying that I would call the cops if they didn't comply. They complied all right, but not out of fear. The look in that person's eyes was one of fury. Pure anger that they had been interrupted in their obscene little act. I swear, if I hadn't had that rifle with me, I honestly don't know if I would be here today to tell this story. Needless to say, the other workers didn't believe what I saw. Some of them told me they didn't doubt that I'd seen something. They just disputed what that thing was. And I get that. I really do. But still, I know what I saw, and it was definitely a person.
Thank you for joining us on this captivating journey. If you found this exploration as enthralling as we did, please like, share, and subscribe.